Rural hospitals close when they don't have enough paying patients to care for. But they're now also penalized when the same patients show up over and over again. And that puts rural hospitals in a precarious position of sometimes needing to keep people away, WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Charlotte Potts spends much of her day in a recliner, tethered to a pulsing oxygen machine, listening to the radio in her apartment.
I've only had 5 heart attacks. At carotid artery surgery. Shall we go on? Just a few minor things.
Potts jokes that she's a walking stent. Fortunately, this Texas native lives within spitting distance of the Livingston Regional Hospital, a facility with more than 100 beds and a decent cardiac unit. But they really don't want to see her every time she's got a question about her heart. So last time she was in, they linked her up with a few companies who could provide care at home.
If I'm going to have certain things going on here in my chest, I call for help. And they're there.
There were days when a home health agency might have been viewed as a competitor. Not anymore.
It is ironic.
Tim McGill is CEO of Livingston Regional.
When I started this almost 40 years ago, the mission was different. We wanted patients in the hospital. That was the incentive. We were paid for it. Now you're not.
In this town of 4,000 people on Tennessee's Cumberland Plateau, the hospital operates on the thinnest of margins, and so-called readmissions have been a persistent sore spot. Under the Affordable Care Act, Medicare began to punish hospitals if too many patients showed up again within 30 days. It's an imperfect measure, yes, but it's meant to incentivize hospitals to get it right the first time. At Livingston Regional, for example, 1 in 5 patients with heart failure were back within the month. The hospital has paid the maximum penalty recently, nearly $200,000 a year. So leaders started asking a basic unifying question of other providers in town.
What can we do together so they'll stay out of the hospital and stay healthier in their home setting? That's where the work is.
Home health and hospice, we've definitely seen an increase. And y'all coming into the hospital, meeting the patients before they go home.
Marianne Stockton is a nurse who leads quarterly meetings at the Livingston Public Library. They invite all the home health agencies, as well as hospice providers, even nursing home leaders.
Hello, good morning. We know in our region that people don't like to have a total stranger come into their home.
They brainstorm about how to generate more acceptance of hospice care, which, as one doctor put it, some families view as assisted suicide. And on this date, they spend much of their time reviewing the value of flu shots, especially for people who work at nursing homes. Stockton says elderly patients with bad lungs become frequent flyers.
Flu starts off, goes into pneumonia, COPD exacerbation, and they are a revolving door at our hospital. They're hitting that ER a couple of times a week.
Advanced directives are on the agenda for next time, another way to keep people near the end of life from becoming repeat customers. Livingston's parent company, LifePoint Health, is launching this community approach in many of its 80 or so markets, which are almost all rural. In one Arizona town, paramedics now visit discharged patients to make sure they're following doctor's orders. It's working. But administrators are having trouble seeing where this new kind of role ends, says Michael Topchick of the Chartis Center for Rural Health.
The CEO from Montana said to me, you know, The problem is, when we do the right thing, are we saving ourselves right out of business?
The focus on reducing readmissions, by definition, reduces admissions, too.
And so this is the real inherent tension and challenge, which is hospitals get reimbursed for doing sick care. But more and more, they are being asked to do population health and really focus on wellness.
To make up the volume, the Livingston Hospital is expanding its maternity ward and surgical offerings, but there is some immediate financial upside. The hospital has cut readmissions more than any other rural hospital in Tennessee. As a result, its Medicare penalty in the coming year is virtually zero, all because patients like Charlotte Potts stay home.
I got a real bad tightness in the chest.
In a recent episode, she questioned whether to call an ambulance.
I was very uncertain about what was going on.
But she phoned her home health agency, took a nitroglycerin pill, and instead of going to the ER, she went back to sleep. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.